Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Super Mega Cast, everybody. It's your boy, Matt Watson.
Yep, it's Matt Watson.
Well, I was
I was like waiting for you to introduce yourself, but just silent. It's just me. I'm like, well, guess it's just me.
and your boy, Ryan. Your boy, Ryan, has a quiz for Matt to take.
Oh,
so let's just start off the podcast with a nice warm-up, okay?
Okay,
ready?
Sure, I'm ready for
it, man. What color do you choose? I'm showing him a range of colors.
Okay, I'm going to choose the third one, which is green.
Green, okay.
Okay, I like that color.
Green.
What's this quiz?
What word describes you? Cocky, polite, optimistic, carefree, enthusiastic, or sassy?
I'm going to say optimistic.
Okay, optimistic. Okay, you know, now it's just a picture of cars. What a bunch of cars do you like? Just choose your favorite car.
Favorite car out of these? Oh, man, that's a lot of cars. I'm going to have to pick the, I don't know. I don't really like any of those cars too much.
If you were to own one and had to.
Well, see, that's, I like it, but it's too flashy. And then that one's cool, and I like, but it wouldn't be useful.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do the VW camper van.
Okay, VW camper van.
All right, sounds good to me.
Okay, now tell me which quote more in lies with how you are, okay?
All right.
You gotta be clean, because even here in hillbilly hell, we have standards. Then there's, I'm the world's best backwards driver. Respect the classics, man. And then, I have gas. Lots of gas. And the last one, float like a Cadillac, sting like a Beamer.
Man, I don't remember any of those quotes. Like,
okay.
I'll do the first one because it was just
the hillbilly one.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. And now you're going to have to choose which film would you much rather see?
Are these all driving films? Fast and Furious, Herbie Fully Loaded, Need for Speed, Drive, Duel, or Rush? I'm going to do Herbie Fully Loaded because that movie was awful.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
Was that Lindsay Lohan's last movie before she kind of went off the deep end?
So, before she went crazy.
It's probably because the movie was so bad.
Okay. You got Fillmore. That's your Disney's car character, and that's who Fillmore
that's
is.
That's the quiz I was taking?
Yeah.
Who's my Disney car character?
Who's your
character?
Disney's Pixar's car character?
Okay.
Which car's character are you?
Well, guys, I'm Fillmore. I'm a Volkswagen van, like the hippie one. Cool.
So,
man, I'm excited now.
Now we know.
Great.
That was a good warm-up, and now we're getting back into the podcast. I mean, we were technically in the podcast for that, but now we're in the podcast.
We're in it deeper now.
Yeah, we're much deeper into the podcast.
A couple feet deeper into the podcast.
Yeah.
But before we get even deeper, why don't we take a minute
to say a quick shout
out. An ad!
Yeah, it's an ad!
Guys, you want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. You don't want to sacrifice style over comfort and vice versa. So check out MeUndies.com and you can find the best pair of underwear in the world.
Can I tell you why MeUndies is so epic?
Do it, Ryan.
Okay, first off, they're the most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever own, and I've ever owned myself. It's made from, like, good fibers and stuff. You know, 3 times stronger than cotton.
What?
Yeah. Ladies will love the soft, eco-friendly fabric. So soft and touchable. For the fellas, MeUndies diamond-seamed pouch cradles your jewels and gives your stuff the support it needs without feeling too tight.
Nice.
It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They're guaranteed you will love your undies or your money back.
I gotta say, right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer. Just for our listeners, you can get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. And MeUndies is so sure you'll love their underwear, they'll even offer 100% satisfaction guarantee, like what Ryan said. And that's a no-brainer. 20% off your free pair, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. What are you waiting for?
To get 20% off, free shipping, and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, and get the best and softest underwear you will ever own, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
It's a limited time offer, so what are you waiting for? Come on, stop just waiting around. Just do it, please. Start wearing the best underwear of your life, please. Come on, for me, for your old pal Matt. It changed my life. It's time to let MeUndies change yours. Go to MeUndies.com/supermega right now. Thanks.
These aren't your daddy's whitey tighties.
That should be their slogan. That's a great slogan.
I know. I just came. They should use it.
It's not your daddy's underwear. That's creepy as hell.
It's not your daddy's
If we ever
underwear.
Start an underwear company, it's going to just be called Not Your Daddy's Underwear.
Not your... Okay. That's fine. I'm so
do
down.
MeUndies, come on. Let's team up.
You
even
and
more
I
than
could,
we are.
Could design some of the most comfortable underwear, I think.
I think so, too. I want a pair of underwear that's literally just like a sock for your penis. Just slip it right on and that's
sock.
It. I guess you could just wear a sock on your penis. Never mind. But if you put a sock on your penis, you get like, you know, if there's like too much that hangs off.
Then you could cut it and then sew the seam. Or you could leave it open for fun.
That's true. A little air, too. Get some air in there.
We're no longer in the ad, right? We could
yeah,
talk
this
like
is, we
this.
Could, we're talking, like, MeUndies is no longer sponsoring us to be saying this vulgar
exact
stuff
thing.
About.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Unless they want to be, in which...
Go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
And they can take us up on this offer to create a new pair of underwear that simply just covers your penis. Anyway, I'd like to tell a story, Ryan. It's a really small story that's like 3 seconds long. Earlier today, I was walking
up... Does that
mean
it's about your penis?
Ryan, I've had it!
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to tell my story
okay,
here.
Tell your story. I was just trying to goof and gaff you for 2018. It's only the second podcast in the year.
Okay.
Our gaffs have to be top quality.
All right, I blew a lid.
You
it
blew a fuse.
Cool. Yeah,
you blew
I did.
A big
it wasn't
old fuse.
Cool. I'm sorry.
It's like you're a mansion and all the lights went out. No backup generators, nothing.
Oh, you ain't seen all the lights go out yet, Ryan.
Oh, I'd love
just
to back up and... Never mind.
I was walking on the sidewalk with a car salesman earlier
Were you whistling?
Today. I was not whistling.
Did you have your little hat on?
No, we were walking in silence.
This makes this story so much more just uninteresting now.
Well, I haven't gotten to the interesting part.
If it doesn't start with you walking down the sidewalk whistling with a little hat on.
Okay, from now on, every single one of my stories I tell on the podcast will start with me wearing a little hat. I don't like, wait, little hat is in like, Hey Arnold little, like that size? Or like, it's just small?
No, not like a baseball cap, like... A little, like a miniature fedora type of thing. Like a little hat. I don't know how to explain
like
it.
Like a hat you'd put on like a dog?
Yes, exactly.
Like
but for you.
What type of hat is it?
Hold on.
Like a baseball cap or a fedora?
I'm going to look up hats on Google and choose which hat. You're going to get back to your story.
How about like a bowler cap?
One of these.
That's just a woman's... What is that called? Is that just a sun hat?
Straw boater hat.
Straw boater hat. Okay. Anyway... I was walking down the sidewalk with a car.
No. This hat.
Yes, I don't know what that's called. It looks like that's what like nice, rich, old white men wear.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, like a barbershop quartet would wear that hat.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, back to my story. I was walking down the sidewalk whistling wearing a small hat, and I was with a car salesman because I was checking out the possibility of leasing a car, which I'm not going to do anymore. But I was like, hey, I'll check it out. I was walking down the sidewalk and a young man walked by with a shopping cart, and he was screaming loudly, very enthusiastically.
So obviously the shopping cart wasn't taken, like, legally.
Yeah, he clearly stolen. It was filled
okay.
with his belongings,
okay.
and he
okay.
was screaming in a high-pitched voice.
Like high-pitched, like,
no, not,
I
like, he was like, hey, like that.
Well, I don't know what's going it out.
Exactly like that, SpongeBob. And he was screaming, boy, it feels good to be gay.
Boy, it feels good to be gay.
Yeah, he was just doing that. And then and he started screaming, he started laughing and screaming sexual harassment as he walked by me. So that's my story.
Sexual harassment.
Ryan, you make a great cartoon character.
Nice little hat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My friend Ryan picked it out for me.
I like the way you're whistling, son.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Want to get in my cart?
Yeah, I'd
love to. Want to get in my cart?
I would love to get in a homeless guy's
I'm gay.
Cart. That's what was happening. That's what it was.
See?
You're very enthusiastic cartoon character.
Thank you. I should be a voice actor.
No, you should just be a cartoon character.
I should be a voice actor.
You should live your life and identify as a cartoon character.
You can't identify as a cartoon
yes,
character.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I guess technically you can, but then it's just nonsense.
I'm a cartoon character now. I identify as SpongeBob. I just want to be like that guy pushing that cart today. He was so enthusiastic about life.
Yeah.
And boy, did it feel good to be gay. That's what you're saying.
Boy, it feels good to be gay.
He didn't have a southern accent like...
Boy, it feels good to be gay.
Kind of like, yeah, exactly like
okay,
that.
Okay.
Just yelling, boy, it feels good to be gay. And I'm happy for him. I'm glad that it felt good to be gay. You know?
Probably felt wonderful.
Probably, looking at the look on his face, it felt great. He was really enjoying
it. Like, being gay was his way... Actually, I was about to say, is his way of hiding from his problems? But that's everyone.
Everyone hides from their problems.
By being gay.
Yeah, absolutely. that's the common escape mechanism.
Those senators aren't actually gay.
I remember when that happened. I remember hearing that on the radio over and over.
Wait, which one? Because there's so many.
Are you talking about the dude
that blew someone in his own office? Or are you talking about the dude that got caught with a 17-year-old and he was wearing a Bible quotes verse that says, make me a sandwich?
Wait, the Bible...
No. There was a he had Ephesians blank 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 on his shirt, but there was also a picture of a sandwich, and it's about women being
subjective.
All submissive to the husband.
Okay,
and it's essentially like, make me a sandwich.
For a second, I thought you meant there was a Bible verse that was literally about make me a sandwich.
Would it surprise you?
Not too much, to be honest.
Yeah,
not too much. Okay. But anyway, I was like, shit, I totally forgot what I was saying. Fuck, Ryan, help me. What was I saying?
You were making love to your dad.
I was not making love to my dad. That is not what I was saying.
Are you sure? I could have sworn you said something.
What if I was that gullible? I was like, oh yeah. So I was making love to my... Wait a second.
Yeah, just like, hold on.
I wasn't making love to my dad.
Or was I?
Damn it, Ryan. You're getting inside my brain.
All of a sudden you call your dad. Hey, dad. Did you and I ever make love?
No.
Okay.
Ryan, you got me this time. Next time you won't be so coy. Shit, dude, what was I...
You were walking down the sidewalk, whistling with a little hat on.
And I was talking about gay senators.
Yes.
Yes. Remember a long time ago, that one senator, and he was in the airport bathroom, and he was like...
He did his little foot tap thing?
He was doing his little,
like... Is that like a legitimate code? Is that legitimate code for I want a blowjob?
Apparently, there's like a code that some guys use in public bathrooms for sex with other random men. And he did that. And then he got arrested because the guy, like, reported him. And then he had to go to a press conference where he's like, I am not gay. I never have been gay. And I just remember when I was a kid, I heard that exact quote on the radio all the time, and it was really funny.
I'm just trying to think of, like, how do you arrest someone? He could have just been tapping his foot.
Yeah, unless
give me a blowjob.
He tapped out, give me a blowjob in Morse code. he tapped out, boy, I'm gay, and would love a blowjob from another man in Morse code with his foot.
I don't understand how you're arrested after that. Are you telling the truth, Matt?
There must have been more to it. He got arrested by, like, airport security, I think.
Damn. Detained by airport security.
Detained, right. They don't have the power or authority to arrest him. But, what if I'm just, in a public bathroom, and I'm singing a song in my head, you know? I'm wearing my little hat, I'm whistling.
You're tapping your foot.
I'm tapping my foot to the beat in my head.
To the jingle of the jam.
But apparently, like, what if what I'm tapping, I don't realize it, but it's a signal for gay sex? What then?
And then you have to have gay sex.
Yeah, that's
you're
the code.
Stuck.
That is. It's like, it's pretty much, that foot tap is like a legal, like,
binding contract
that
it's
I now have to have gay sex.
Not even verbal.
it's an audible contract.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you and I have been playing PUBG lately.
Yeah, we have.
Not going to spoil anything, but it's coming on the channel at some point.
Very soon, as in, like, within the next week, we got some episodes going up.
Get ready for that first episode. It is a roller coaster.
It is.
Let me tell you.
It was fun. So it took us forever to set up our recording setup, though, because, like, we had to figure out all this technical stuff to make it so, like, we could talk to each other, but our Discord audio wouldn't get picked up by the recording.
Just learning. It's like learning simple stuff for the first time usually takes a little bit of trial and error.
It does.
And then once you get it, it's like, second nature.
Yeah,
We got it all set up now, and so we're going to be recording a lot. I hope you guys like these episodes. These are a lot more free form.
I'm just having a great time. But they're really fun. They're fun to record, so I hope you guys like them. Also, I'm sure you might have noticed.
You're wearing Reeboks.
I am wearing Reeboks. That is true. I actually have to go take these back because they're half a size too small, and they're really crushing my toes right now.
Were you about to say how they're noticing that the podcast is on a Friday
yes,
instead of a
exactly
Thursday?
Yes, exactly what I was
going to
say.
Okay.
But yeah, the podcast is now on Fridays. We did that out of convenience and scheduling for ourselves. And I remember a while back we did read some comments. People were like, yeah, Friday's okay, because we toyed with the idea before.
Yeah. But I think we're also going to keep it to one long podcast mm-hmm. a week. We remember, whenever we say something, we're never ever going to do it. We do read the comments when we ask serious questions that will change format like that. But yeah. Also keep in mind, while your opinions do matter, at the end of the day, we're going to do what we think is best for ourselves and the channel.
Yeah, exactly. So fuck you and your opinions.
But also, thank you for them.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Really value those. But yeah, Ryan, what's new in your life, buddy?
I don't know. I haven't seen any movies lately. I need to go see a movie.
We just saw one.
Yeah, but we already talked about it, I thought.
Shit,
we
did, didn't we? Well?
Talked about The Post.
Yep, that's true.
I love the ending.
With Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The ending was such a... It was just... I keep laughing about it. Because the ending could have just stopped when the security guard was opening the door. It's like, oh, they're at the water gate. Or no, when the camera was panning out and you see the other people with the flashlights in the windows. But then as it's doing that, it goes, hey, I'm at the water gate. Yeah. Something is going on here. It's like, no shit. Everybody in the theater knows that this is Watergate unless you're 16 years old.
Well, maybe some 16-year-olds are watching. They didn't know what Watergate is.
They had to have it spelled out for them.
They should have put text on the screen that was like, this is Watergate happening
like,
right now.
Like the little thing in the corner of the screen that goes, like it shows Watergate.
Watergate
the
Hotel.
DNC.
You know what would be a great supercut of a movie?
What?
You know, like that part when it's pulling out and it shows the guys with the flashlights. Then cut to the part in Forrest Gump where Forrest Gump is on the phone across the way from Watergate. And it's Tom Hanks, too.
Just talking.
Like, so that'd be the most confusing thing. You're like, did his character just change? And then just watch the rest of Forrest Gump from that point onward.
Can someone send us at Supermega on Twitter, edit together a clip of Tom Hanks talking to himself on the phone from two different movies.
Just do it.
Yeah, make it, see how realistic you can portray this conversation. Can you cut it together where it makes sense?
I'm intrigued. I'd like to see that, Ryan. That's a very unique and witty idea, and I'd like to see what you guys can do with it.
And then when you're done, do the Tom Cruise running challenge. Can you run like Tom Cruise? Find out and win $300,000 at the drop of a hat.
That's not a...
Sponsored by 7-Eleven.
Ryan, you're really...
Can you run like Tom Cruise?
For legal disclaimers, 7-Eleven is not going to give $300,000.
We're not associated with 7-Eleven.
Super Mega.
except for loving their content and Matt's socks.
Loving 7-Eleven's content.
They make good content.
They're my favorite content creators,
7-Eleven. they make those good Slurpees.
Dude, 7-Eleven's great. I'm wearing 7-Eleven socks right now. I love 7-Eleven.
Yeah, but I haven't gone to the good 7-Eleven, like the best 7-Eleven.
The Asian 7-Elevens.
Yep.
They're good. I mean, the ones in America are still really, really good. It's not one of those things where it's like they suck.
I try to give this guy the benefit of the doubt at our 7-Eleven. It's this old, like, 30, 40-year-old Indian man.
Yeah, that guy.
He's been working there for probably a year by now.
I'd say so, yeah.
He still has no grasp on anything he's doing. Every time I go in there, it's this big, confusing clusterfuck. There's a line of people, and like...
There is. I've noticed every time I go in there, there's like 10 people in line.
He's always like,
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for the guy. He's obviously very confused.
I do too, but there comes a point where you've been working somewhere for 4 years. Or sorry, for at least a year. You should know the basics of running a till.
Ryan, why don't you teach him?
I could.
And be like,
I could learn his job and do it better in a week.
Like, sir, can we, can I help you out? And then just like, ring yourself up and then leave?
He seems super, like, he's super competent with everything else, but when it comes to that register, nothing.
That's his nemesis, man. That's
I've seen
his greatest
him,
foe.
I've seen him purposely, like, I gotta go put the drinks up, or whatever he does. He doesn't really talk much, so that's just his general vibe, is he takes a big thing of drinks, motions over to the cooler, and the other coworker's like, okay, I got the front. But then when he's left alone there, he's fucked.
Yeah, poor little guy, man. We should go in. You know what we should do? Maybe it's just too stressed, because, like, the stress of this job never ends. We got to go and we got to pamper him, you know, do his nails, give him a little mani-pedi, give him a foot massage, rub his shoulders, style his hair for him. Just make him feel good about himself.
Yeah. And I'm never mean to him. Other people are. I'm aggravated with him mentally. I'm very I'm infuriated by him sometimes. But at the end of the day, I have to believe he's trying his absolute hardest.
I think he is. I think he's just having a bit of a struggle. I think maybe he's just nervous, man.
He's not used to these computers, you know?
Mm-mm.
He's used to having like little ching ching. Those types of
I knew exactly
registers.
What you meant by those sounds.
Yeah.
Those are good sounds, by the way.
Old registers. Thank you.
Dude, I love old registers. I just want to buy one and have it in my room just to play with.
Really?
It sounds like fun, man.
Sounds like I want a typewriter.
Man, I have when I was home for Christmas, my friend had a typewriter and I played on it a bunch. I typed some stuff and then I found a typewriter in my grandma's closet and it was really nice. And I'm thinking about getting a typewriter now because they're fun.
Did you go and all the dust went?
No, it wasn't. It was in pretty good condition. It had dust on it.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about getting a little tiny one. I can just sit at my desk and do my work.
Sit at your desk drinking your black coffee with your glasses and 7-Eleven socks.
Ryan, is this an attack on my character?
No, it's not an attack on your character, yes.
What?
Huh?
Well, you forgot one crucial thing about that, Ryan.
What?
I'm going to be sitting at my desk drinking my black coffee with my glasses and my 7-Eleven socks and my typewriter with my little hat, and I'm going to be whistling.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
a good image.
That is a pretty good image. That actually sounds like a great afternoon for me.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to do that. That sounds so relaxing and nice.
You're going to hate me for this, but I just had this thought. I don't know why. You know how you always have those dark thoughts of like, huh? And then quickly they're like, what the fuck was that? I had a thought of, you know, when we eventually separate from each other, you have a place, I have a place.
Mm-hmm.
Could I burn your place down without you knowing it was me and being caught? I think I could easily.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I could just go over to your place while you're sleeping and just light it on fire and run away and no one would ever know.
Except you.
You should invest in cameras around your house.
Why? Why you?
Because someone could fucking set your house on fire.
You got a look on your face right now that's like...
All I'm saying is, when I get my own place, I'm putting like a security lock on the door. I'm putting a camera on the back and front porches.
Why don't I just... You know what? I don't need any of that. I'm just going to get flame retardant stuff and spray it all over the outside of my house every day.
Whoa.
That's the word, Ryan. Flame retardant.
Calm down, dude.
That word always made me... I was like, it's just funny. You know what? You know what's stupid? Inflammable means flammable.
Yeah, right?
Like, why? Why is that a thing?
Because it's funny.
Why do flammable and inflammable mean the same thing? Inflammable means like, it sounds like it should like, oh yeah, you're not going to be
able
to get set on
fire. Well, the stem of in is not.
Yeah, I
know. Isn't it like not or between?
Like involuntary, involuntary, yeah. Opposite words, you know? I can't think of any other good examples right now.
Incognito.
Incognito is one word. It's not incognito.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Incognito is a word.
I know. I'm looking
up. I'm telling you, Ryan.
I know it's
a word.
I'm looking up the origins. I'm looking up its backstory.
Its etymology.
Incognito, mid-17th century, from Italian, literally unknown from Latin incognitus, from in, not, plus cognitus, past participle of cognoscere? No. So not know. Not known. Unknown!
Look at that. Man, I love Latin, because like Latin, like all the words in with us, and it just sounds funny.
Did you ever...
Incognitus.
In elementary school, did you have like a Latin club?
No.
I did, and like I was in it for half of a year, and it was pretty cool, and then it was uninteresting, and I stopped.
Did you learn any Latin?
I don't remember it to this day, but I'm sure there was, like, we learned stems and stuff like that. It was mainly that type of shit.
No, that's useful for, like, English, like, learning, like, the stems and stuff, but Latin is a language. My grandma spoke Latin, yeah. My grandma spoke French and Latin, and some Spanish, I think.
Isn't it like you can't be fluent in Latin anymore?
I imagine, I'm sure there's people that can, but I don't know, it's a dead language.
Because, like, there's some words and things that people just don't know anymore.
I'd imagine so, as with most languages. I read some sad statistic that was, like, every day, like, two languages. Actually, that's completely inaccurate. It was some amount of time, though, and then some
every
large...
Every day, two languages disappear from the face of the
no,
earth.
No, really. It was like every day a certain number of like, languages die.
You want to be even more sad?
Yeah.
Think about it.
I'm thinking.
In a few decades, the gene pool will be muddied up. No more white people.
Ah!
That was a meme I saw.
Really?
Some guy was like, it was a picture of like a white chick. And it was like, can you believe in a few decades this beautiful white creature won't exist?
Really?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I thought it was funny. You know, R.I.P.
That's so sad. We gotta hold a little funeral procession for the white race.
I like Facebook. I like Facebook memes because I know the people who are using them, and it's like, I know they're using them legitimately.
Like really awful old memes?
Yeah. I'm gonna scroll and see if I can just find some stupid... You know, here's someone sharing the mystery of the missing cat.
That's the problem with Facebook, is like, I used to go on there to check, like, see what my friends and family are up to. And now I get on there, and it's just like viral video clips every, like every single person's just sharing stuff.
Does this look like the personal lives of my friends and family?
No, that looks like videos on how to make some kind of weird casserole with Cheez-Its.
And then an ad for a show that's coming onto Fox.
And then an ad for something that I've never searched but I've talked about in recent days, and I'm like, how did they know that? That's weird. Huh. I talked about paper towels and how I needed to get some paper towels. And then I checked my Facebook, and there were ads for paper towels. And I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah. I don't like that. That's creepy.
That is weird.
I didn't look up paper towels or anything, but I said several times, like, I need to get paper towels. And then I looked at my phone, and the next day I had an ad for paper towels. And I was like, huh, why is Facebook suggesting I should buy paper towels right after I was talking about paper towels? Also, that thing that's going around where it's like, take a picture of yourself, and then it compares you to, like a famous painting to see
what you
look
like.
I
haven't done that yet.
Do people not see that that's clearly, like, just... I feel like that's just Google, like, cataloging faces.
Well, it's that. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like, why else would they make that? I feel like it's just a way to catalog faces.
And to see how, like, say, look at this recognition technology. Whoa.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have a Google phone, so I can't really talk.
I did it, though. I did the...
You did?
The portrait thing, yeah.
Well, what was your art piece? Did you post it onto Twitter or something?
I did not post it on Twitter. Let me pull it up real quick.
When's the last time Matthew posted on Twitter?
I posted the other day on Twitter. No. Here I am, Ryan. Look at this. Look at this one. I think Aaron and I got the exact same one. Does it look like me? It
kind of looks like the face you're making.
I'm making that face I was making in my two lovely uncles. Oh, man. That's good shit, guys.
How did I not see that tweet of yours?
What tweet of mine?
The Martin Scorsese tweet.
Oh, yeah. Don't you think Review
Sezzy,
Bra?
Sorry.
Scorsese. Review Bra would be perfect in a gangster movie. Like, as, like, a very intimidating, psychopathic crime boss. Or you're just like, take him out back.
Oh, shit,
tell
dude.
Him goodnight.
Zac Efron's going to play Ted Bundy.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that. Ted Bundy was an attractive man, and Zac Efron's an attractive man. That's how a lot of serial killers get it done, because they're very charismatic and attractive.
There's Zac Efron on the left, Ted Bundy on the right.
Yeah, that totally... Oh, I'm excited for that movie. That's going to be good.
I like movies about serial killers. That's fucked up, because then it's like, whatever, it's the way that we work. I'm interested in serial killer shit. Because
you're fucked up, Ryan.
It's just, their psychology is so interesting to me.
Yeah, it's fascinating. There's that show about
how does that happen? How does someone become so, how do they do it without throwing up?
How do some people, because, you know, there's people like you and me where it's like, if I saw something graphic in real life, I'd probably vomit
freak
or
out.
Pass. Yeah, I'd freak out. I mean, there's people that can do that graphic shit and then not feel anything. It's like, how do you get to that
point? It's an adrenaline
point?
Rush.
Yeah, and it's like, what's different in their brain? Like, how do they become like that, you know?
Like, to them, sometimes it's like butchering a deer.
Yeah, it's like, it's creepy, crazy shit. And it's like, why are some people like that and others aren't?
And the thought that they're like, anywhere from 25 to 50 serial killers just somewhere in the United States and just kind of, like, they're almost like sleeper agents. Like, they'll just go quiet for a bit and then they'll be like, ooh, shit, okay.
I'm gonna go kill some people.
Yeah, you could be doing nothing wrong. Like me, when I'm taking Lego out, I could be walking them out one day, some guy I see walking over in the distance, I'm like, oh, that guy's walking to me. I look over again, I'm like, oh, wow, he looks like he's walking towards me.
And then all of a sudden you notice something. He's wearing a small hat and he's whistling. And he's got a big knife in his hand.
Oh, no!
And he's with another man exclaiming how it feels good to be gay!
The guy that you wheel my body away in the shopping cart.
Shopping cart. Your dismembered body. Oh, man.
When's the last time you went to a Target?
I went to Target just last week.
Aren't they better than Walmart?
100%.
I used to love Walmart. Walmart used to be my thing.
Yeah, like I used to love Walmart too.
What could be better than Walmart? It's got everything.
I don't know. Target's got higher quality than Walmart.
Target feels nicer too.
Target, it just has a nicer vibe. I feel like the employees are nicer. No judgment to any Walmart employees listening, because it's case by case. But I've just always had better experiences at Target. And also Target seems to just, I like the aesthetic, I like the vibe, I like the red. It's nice. And I also heard that Amazon is possibly buying Target.
No way. No fucking way. I'm going to look that up.
I thought I heard that.
That would be ridiculous.
I thought I heard that Amazon was going to buy Target, which is terrifying because Amazon just bought Whole Foods. So it's like, these are big companies they're swallowing up.
Jesus, Amazon buying UPS? What?
No, wait, really? Hold no on. Way.
FedEx and UPS dip after report on Amazon's delivery concept.
Oh. So it wouldn't actually be... I wonder if Amazon would ever like stop using UPS and just make their own carrier service and just use that. Because, I mean, it's like the biggest company in the world now, right? Has it surpassed Google?
I don't know.
Because I know Jeff Bezos, or however you say his name, he's now the richest man in history? The CEO of Amazon?
No, Amazon isn't buying Target in 2018 from Forbes.
Well, excuse me, Forbes. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
They don't need to buy anything. They're good. They're set. They're making those little grocery stores.
That's weird, because it's like, I mean, that's what you'd think. It's like, I mean, they're good, but I guess, like, companies like that get so big, they're like, well, time to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
They have to keep innovating. So what's the next big delivery convenience?
Teleportation.
I mean, they have Prime Now.
They're going to teleport things to your front door.
I guess Prime Now isn't everywhere. It's not like...
No, it's only in big cities.
Yeah, so they just need to expand that, I guess, and get hard, like, warehouses everywhere.
Yeah, man, guys, in LA, we got this thing called Amazon Prime Now, which if you're listening and you also live in a big city... You probably have it too. Maybe you didn't even know you had it. Go check. But it's an Amazon delivery service where it's like an app. And I think you do it on desktop now, but you
it's
can
like
order
an app,
stuff. Yeah.
But
it's not really an app. It's like an app.
It is an app.
No, but you can order stuff and Amazon will deliver it in, you can choose under an hour for a little extra. But usually it's like two hours.
Well, it's like $7.99 extra to deliver it in an hour.
Yeah, but otherwise it's free.
But if it's busy, you can't get that. It'll be like, sorry, we can't do that at this time.
Oh,
would you like it in between 8 and 12 at midnight?
Yeah, but basically it's just you can order stuff on Amazon and they deliver it almost instantly. So
yeah.
It's good for like groceries or if you need something quick and you can't run out, I can be like, okay, I'll just order this stuff. And then it shows up. It's got to tip your driver. It's like ordering pizza, but instead of ordering pizza, you're ordering Swiffer mop pads.
Yes.
And toilet paper and stuff.
Yes.
It's cool.
Yes.
Are you going to say it? Are you going to finish it off?
Nope.
You said three yeses. What comes next?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what comes next.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do, Ryan.
Your 7-Eleven socks look like they're from Mexico.
Well, they probably are from Mexico, Ryan. I got them on eBay.
They just, the color pattern looks like a Mexican type of color pattern.
Looks Italiano.
Okay, that's it. That's
the Italian flag.
I always get Mexicans and Italians confused. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again, brother. High five.
I'm always getting Mexicans and Italians confused. You know what I'm saying?
You could say that again, brother. High five.
I always get Mexicans and Italians confused. You know what I'm saying?
The title of this episode will be, I'm always getting Mexicans and Italians confused. You can say that again, brother. High five. How's that? Is that a good title?
You don't have the balls to do that, man.
I'm not doing it. And I'm not editing this one, Ryan.
You don't have the balls.
I do have balls.
You don't.
You want to see them?
Oh.
You want to see them, Ryan? Look. Look.
Oh, because after this, I get to have some fun. Got to work on the PUBG stuff. Got to do some kitty cat gaming.
Look at my balls.
I'm not gonna edit the podcast until tomorrow.
Look at my balls.
What?
My pants are too tight. Oh. I can't pull them out. I'm sorry. I would have done it though. I'm sure. Like you believe me, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
That I would have shown you my balls.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad, man. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we have a friendship in which I can just pull my balls out and show you, and it doesn't shock you.
You didn't pull your ball skin.
Well, yeah, but. Still, I mean, I can show you my balls comfortably. It's not like it's
so weird.
Yeah, it's not weird.
But it should be weird.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about it. Like, I think normal guy friends don't, like, they're not okay with seeing each other's dick. Like, it's like, ah, dude.
No, I mean, I think.
Or is it just like a, ha ha, dicks.
Ha ha, dicks. Penis. There it is.
Penis.
I don't know, dude. Most guy friends I know, they're comfortable showing the dicks to their other guy friends.
Look at my flaccid, floppy penis.
Pretty much. I mean, you're not, like, revealing your erect penis to your friends. You're
no,
just, like,
no,
you're,
no,
like
no,
whipping
no.
it out and be like, ha ha,
that's
my penis.
That's one of the rules. You never show your erect penis to
no,
a friend.
No, can never show your erect penis to another man. Never.
Especially if you make eye contact with that penis. That penis is looking at you like, buddy, back up. Get back up.
Get the fuck off.
Get the fuck out of the room.
Man, like,
I walk in, your penis is like fully erect. It's got you by the collar. It's slapping you around. I'm like, oh! It turns around and goes, what the fuck are you looking at?
Does my penis have a face?
Sorry.
How is my penis holding me by the collar and slapping me?
Because it's symbolism for masturbation.
Oh!
Because when you masturbate, you're not really doing the thinking. It's your penis that has full control over you.
Dude, that's so true. I never thought of it that way. Man, it's like, it should be weird. For guy friends to
show each
other.
I guess girls don't care if they see each other's tits.
That's true. And guys don't care if they see each other's tits.
No, they don't.
You want to see my tits?
But if you were to walk into a locker room and you saw a dude naked, you'd be like, ah, shit, dude, sorry. If you saw a girl naked, you'd be like, fuck! Oh, am I a sexual harasser now?
That's true.
Whoops!
It's a lot different. Well, I guess with, like, seeing a guy naked, it's like, you know, you got the same stuff. Guys see each other naked, so it's like, oh, sorry, man. But it wouldn't, like, you know, if you walked in your friend naked, it's just like, ha, whoops.
Yeah.
If you walk in on your dad naked, like I commonly do, not my dad, your dad.
Purposely.
Purposely. Yeah. He doesn't know it's purposely, but every time your dad's changing, I'm always, whoops, sorry.
Look, I know you want to get a good shot of that cock of his.
I do. I really do, man. You know, I can't help it.
It's a nice cock.
It is.
But speaking of nice cocks, mm-hmm. USC... Go Cox.
You just knocked over a stool, Ryan.
I'm going to get it back with my foot.
It hit the GameCube. Why'd you do that?
Get it back with my foot. Watch this. Fuck.
Nope, he's trying.
I got sweaty feet, so I can't.
Come
I
on.
Don't...
Pull it up. There you go. It is back in place. He has lifted the stool back up with his feet, everybody.
Like a monkey.
Quite a feat of a... get it? Because it was quite a feat.
Feet.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I wish you laughed like that at everything I said. Like, ha-ha-ha.
Just ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, man.
Rest of the podcast, you got to laugh like
how's
that.
How's editing for the Game Grumps going, dude?
It's going great, man. Love my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, really enjoying it. How about you?
Going well. Right now I've got some Kitty Cat Gaming, working on that PUBG episode that we got done, which is super cool. Got to edit this podcast tomorrow, probably.
Rad, dude.
Got to tell Don what to do for the thumbnail.
Good old Don. By the way, he's awesome. He's our channel artist on Twitter. He is Don Do-Ro-Ro-Ro-Ro.
Go check out his Twitter, because his pictures are super awesome.
He does some great drawings, guys. Gotta love the little boy. He lives in Europe or some shit.
I don't know.
He's cool, though. He's a really cool dog. Cool little dog. Because his avatar is a dog. That's why I did that joke. Okay, Ryan, let's talk about furries. I want to make a documentary about furries. A really good documentary about furries.
We've talked about this. I know we need to. We need to make like a...
I want to go hang out with them. Learn their lifestyle. Breathe the same air they breathe. Wear their diapers. Like, I want to be a part of that community for half a day, maybe, and just see what it's like.
There are people who are 100% socially normal. Like, they're not socially awkward, and they are furries.
Oh, totally. No, I know furries. And I got nothing against furries. I'm talking about the hardcore ones that, like, wear the suit all day.
Yiff, 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 yiff.
The ones that, you know, they like to do the, they like to get a little freaky in the fursuits.
That's fine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no judgment. I mean, I'm intrigued by that lifestyle, and I'd like to learn more about it. And I'd like to do that through making a documentary. I think that'd be a fun way to do it.
I think I get a little weirded out when they start doing, hey, how's it going? And they start doing voices in their costumes.
Especially when they got, like, the really expensive ones that, like, the mouths move and everything.
I'm like, ha, that's okay. Ha, let's go have fun. All right. Because, like, in general, like, from what I see... That's just another way of escaping a life you don't like.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, everyone has their own thing that they do. But, like, becoming a character is a nice way to kind of put yourself on hold. Jim Carrey talked a lot about that in the documentary, of how it was nice to take a break from Jim Carrey and just become someone else.
Shit, dude, I never thought of it that way.
Like, when you're acting, just don't worry about your own shit. Just be someone else.
Just be someone else, yeah. Oh, man, I never thought about that. That's like a really interesting way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I guess it's another, do you think furryism is another form of escapism?
Yeah, 100%.
There's so many like things that can be classified as escapism. Like, obviously the biggest ones are like drugs and alcohol, but then like there's like video games and...
Wait, did you just say drugs?
Dude? I just said drugs. Ryan, throw some air horns in. Thank you.
Pew, 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 pew,
real air horns, Ryan.
Real. No, I don't want to put any real.
Come on, Ryan. I know it's more editing effort. Just put one in, please.
What?
Right here. Put it. Go. Thank you. I'm sorry. I see. Sorry for that, Ryan.
Wait. What? What were you saying? There was a jackhammer going on. I couldn't hear you.
Well, that's more editing. More work for yourself.
Jeez, I just can't. I can't fucking hear you, dude.
All right,
sorry.
Bub. All right.
All right, bub.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. It's a form of revenge. So the viewers can't hear me in my opinions.
Someone's going to be listening to this podcast, falling asleep. All of a sudden, the sound of a fucking jackhammer is going to be...
like an air horn followed by a jackhammer.
Yeah. It's going to be so confusing.
Just in the middle of a podcast, we should just randomly get like the loudest sound a computer can produce and just play it. Just like... And just in the middle of a podcast for like half a second and then just continue on the conversation.
Yeah. Alexa, call dad.
I was about to say that. What the fuck? Are you inside my head?
I don't know, dude.
I was literally about to do an Alexa thing.
You know how many times that happens where it's like, dude, how were you thinking what I was thinking? It's crazy. I hope Alexa called your dad.
I guarantee a bunch of people just had to like tell their Alexa to stop.
Yeah.
Because I remember that one time we told Alexa to do something, everybody was like my Alexa actually responded to that. Like, Alexa, play Jock Jams.
Or like, okay, Google, text mom, fuck you.
Yes. Send. I'm sorry if anybody just...
I hope it affects someone.
I'm really sorry.
I hope it does.
I'm really... You can show your mom this clip to explain it to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But
if you have to.
I hope that it...
Oh, man.
I hope that it did it. Okay.
We'll see. We'll see, because here's the thing, if we know it's real. People will send, like, kind of text message things to our Twitters, which will look somewhat believable. Or they'll fake it with their friends to be like, oh, the funny YouTube men, they're going to notice me and think it's real.
Yeah, man. My favorite thing about Alexa is you can say, Alexa, play Jock Jams.
And then it'll be like playing 32 jock jams. And, but it's just like and it's just like music that you can imagine a bunch of like bros lifting weights to. But it's very homoerotic at the same time. They're like very homoerotic jock jams.
Yeah. Actually, you know what?
What?
Okay, Google, find the nearest Chuck E. Cheese and get directions to Chuck E. Cheese. That's probably not going to, it does not know what to do from that.
No, it doesn't. I guarantee it doesn't.
Well, anyone who's listening, go find your nearest Chuck E. Cheese, go have a pizza, and then come back and listen to the rest of the podcast.
Okay, hold up. We were having a debate about this the other night, me and Ryan and Tucker. Because Tucker wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah?
And Ryan was saying, no.
It's for children.
Three grown men can't go to a Chuck E. Cheese.
You can't.
And enjoy pizza.
You can't.
I am currently, I have not made my decision. Well, I have an existing bias in my head, but I haven't informed Ryan of what my bias is. Let me hear your side. Why can three grown men not go to a Chuck E. Cheese and play some games and play in the ball pit and eat some pizza?
Because it's a kids' restaurant for kids' birthday parties and children. And if three grown men show up to a Chuck E. Cheese, they're going to look like they're predators going after children.
Okay, I agree with you. I just wanted to hear your side.
Okay.
I disagree with Tucker. I think that three grown men absolutely cannot walk into a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant and play the games and eat pizza.
You can go to a round one. You can go to a Frankie's Fun Park.
Yeah.
But you can't go to a Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Chuck E. Cheese is exclusively for young children.
I know. It's like...
Do you think like... But what if... Okay, what if we really, really wanted Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Okay.
We really wanted to go play the games. Do you think it's possible we could go on Craigslist and be like, hey, parents... We just need one kid.
You're making this way more difficult.
Well, if I want Chuck E. Cheese, and I don't want to feel
call
weird.
In and say, hey, I want a pickup order. I got a kid.
No, I want to go play games, too. I want to go play the games and get tickets and win prizes.
So
do you think there's one parent out there that would be like, sure, you can take my kid to Chuck E. Cheese for the day. And I wouldn't hang out with the kid. I'd leave the kid by himself in Chuck E. Cheese to go have fun. But, you know, like, if you're there with a kid, then it's okay.
But now you're actively searching for a small child.
Not in a creepy
something
way.
That you weren't even doing before. Like, going to a Chuck E. Cheese without that intent, it's like, it just looks weird. It's fine. But now you're actively searching for a small child.
Now I'm
child.
Actually bringing children into it.
Yeah.
And I'm A, searching for a small child, and then B, abandoning a small child in a public place where there could be more creepy people.
Using
like
the small child.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have there been any cases of... diddlers at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm gonna look up. Yes, of course there have.
I'm gonna look up.
It's a children's restaurant. Of course there's diddlers there.
I'm looking up Chuck E. Cheese.
And that's why we can't go, because diddlers. We would look like diddlers. You can't, like three grown men. That's why they can't go to a Chuck E. Cheese. It looks like they're there to abduct a child. Oh man, I can't imagine a worse job than working at Chuck E. Cheese.
The fucking slogan is where a kid can be a kid. So
yeah, we gotta tell Tucker that. Like, Tucker, that is the end all to his argument.
I know.
Like,
I
Tucker,
know.
Of course we can't go to Chuck E. Cheese. What's the slogan? And he'll think for a second, go, where a kid can be a kid. It's not where a grown man can go to have fun with his other grown man friends.
Where a grown man can feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Chuck E. Cheese's. Please feel like a kid again. And don't
please.
Touch the kids that are here, please.
Please don't do that, please.
Please. Please don't touch the kids.
Why don't they make an adult section of... Why don't they make, like, an adult Chuck E. Cheese? It's like a bar. It's like a nightclub Chuck E. Cheese.
It's called Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, but I want Chuck E. Cheese branding.
You won't get that.
I want Chuck E. Cheese branding on
what's
an
wrong
adult
with the
location.
Dave and Buster's or a Round One? They're so much better than Chuck E. Cheese.
They are,
and
but
their
Chuck
brand.
E. Yeah, but I like the branding of Chuck E. Cheese. I like...
The branding of Chuck E. Cheese is just slightly creepier than McDonald's.
It's like 90s McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which actually 90s McDonald's was creepy as shit. Remember
yes.
like Mr. Mayor Hamburger? I don't even remember his name.
Do they still have Ronald McDonald as a fucking like ceramic figure sitting on a bench putting his arm around kids?
At some location, I'm sure. When's the last time you saw Ronald McDonald though? Did they just abandon him? Did they kill him?
Yeah.
Is he killed off now?
I'm going to look that up.
When is the last time you saw Ronald McDonald?
Hold
like
on.
In a commercial at a restaurant?
Okay, Google. What happened to Ronald McDonald?
According to Wikipedia, in television commercials, the clown inhabited a fantasy world called McDonaldland and has adventures with his friends Mayor McCheese, the Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie the Early Bird, and the Fry Kids.
That did not.
That didn't answer that. That just told us the background of Ronald McDonald.
Oh my god.
But like
god.
Those characters were creepy, right?
That was a what is that? What the fuck?
Am I the only one that thinks that? Do you think that those characters were creepy? From like the old school McDonald's one? Like the Hamburglar? Like I just want to eat some burgers. I don't want to have these creepy characters shoved in my face. It makes me less
appetized by the food.
That's the first Ronald McDonald.
Ew, what the fuck? I hate that.
It says it's Willard Scott as Ronald McDonald from the first of three pre-recorded television advertisements. I gotta see this.
The Ronald McDonald commercial?
Yeah.
The original one? His nose is not a clown nose. It's literally a paper cup taped to his face. And it looks like someone scribbled on his face with, like, magic markers and then just fucked his hair up. It's like he went and just, they put grease in his hair and fucked it up. All right.
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and hamburger-eatingest clown, Ronald
hamburger
McDonald.
Eatingest. That's my favorite adjective, is hamburger-eatingest. What the f- I hate it! He has a meal on top of his head.
Especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers. Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time.
Oh, Ronald, he's so silly, dude. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Why didn't they stick with that design? Let me describe him, okay? So,
whoa! Listen to that.
Same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls. Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do.
That's a little creepy. I see why they ditched that version of Ronald McDonald.
That's very obvious why they ditched that version.
I've already met all the boys and girls.
I just love doing what children do. I'm a big child.
A man that has a cup taped to his face, markers scribbled over it, his hair's all fucked up, and he's wearing a box on his head.
With a hamburger, french fries, and a large soda.
He loves doing what all the children do. That's what the children do. They tape cups to their face. They, they wear food on their head.
Oh my God! Evolution of Ronald McDonald.
Whatever happened to him, though? You know, like for real. I'm curious. Did McDonald's kill him off? Because I have not seen him. Maybe it's because I don't watch TV anymore.
It's not letting me pause it. Okay, there we go.
It's the curse of Ronald McDonald. He gets inside of your phone, and he possesses you, and then you become the next Ronald McDonald until you pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, like It Follows.
Except it's McDonald's.
McDonald's. That's it. It's just called McDonald's, except it's said like It Follows.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Okay. It's a stretch, but I see it.
Okay.
I see it.
We got it. Cut.
That's it, guys. That's a wrap. We got it. We got the one perfect
cut,
joke.
Print.
I'm kind of glad they ditched him because I feel like, have you noticed this trend as we've moved further into the 2000s of ditching mascots for food and moving solely towards just the marketing is based purely around the food and not around like a goofy character or like minus like even like kids cereals doing a little bit.
Did that become a legality thing? Like you're like the same reason cigarettes can't have a fun mascot that's like, hey, smoking cigarettes is so fun. Oh boy, I love it. Like with all these super sugary cereals, are they still allowed to advertise in the same way?
I don't know because I feel like, I mean, those cereals are not good for you at all. Like Honey Smacks, Fruit Loops. Like, I love me some Fruit Loops, man. Fruit Loops are my favorite cereal.
Are they?
Yeah. But when I eat them, I'm like, this is not good for me. And I know for a fact it is absolutely pure shit that I'm putting in my body.
I would say Fruit Loops is one of my favorite cereals without milk.
You don't like it with milk?
I like it with milk. All I'm saying is I like other cereals way more than Fruit Loops that have in which it's in a bowl with milk. But if I were to be handed a cup of a cereal where it's just like a snack...
Yeah.
But there's no milk.
Okay.
Then it would be Fruit Loops. Or I think my number one dry cereal to eat for fun is Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks are really good. They're literally just Fruit Loops that are apple flavored.
I love Apple Jacks.
What is your favorite cereal?
This is my favorite in terms of... I don't want this all the time, but when I do, it serves the craving larger than any other cereal craving I ever have, and it's Fruity Pebbles.
Oh my God, man. You can't go wrong with Fruity Pebbles.
God damn Fruity Pebbles.
They are
especially
so good.
Right when you pour the milk in and they're still crunchy, but a little bit cold and soft. Oh my God. They get, of course, a little, just like Rice Krispies when they get all soggy and floppy.
You gotta eat that shit fast.
In that beginning stage?
Oh, it's good. Like, the first few bites of a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, that's like ecstasy. It's so good.
You know it's a good bowl of Fruity Pebbles when you pour in the milk, but you don't pour in enough milk to where you start to see the milk come up under the cereal. You're like, okay, there's a lot of milk under there. You put your spoon in there, and all of a sudden you're like, Oh, damn. There's like a cavern of milk under this dry cereal.
It's like a little underwater cave.
You want to save as much of that crunchiness as possible.
And you want that shit. Because you want some milk in there, but you don't want too much to ruin the cereal. Nothing's worse than a little bit of soggy cereal. And if you're one of those fuckers out there that eats your cereal soggy, like you let it get soggy, fuck you. That's disgusting. You're absolutely wrong. But I think my favorite cereal is definitely Fruit Loops and marshmallows. Fruity Pebbles are good. I like Honeycomb. I don't know if they still even make that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I like Honeycomb.
This is not one of my big favorites, but I like Pops.
Oh, yeah.
But the texture of Pops when you chew, they always just feel stale. Like, is that the draw to Pops?
They're a little chewy.
Yeah.
I like Pops.
They're good.
That is a draw to me, at least.
Oh, my God. The milk after Pops tastes really sweet. Like, it just sweetens it up a bit. I think it tastes kind of like your almond milk.
Yeah, I bought soy milk for the first time recently.
Soy milk.
Well, it is almond milk, but it's like silk.
Vanilla silk.
Yeah. I had some almond milk and some soy milk recently, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try buying some soy milk because, I don't know, I'm going to try it out. It's good. I got some. It's fucking delicious. I'm going to start buying soy milk now because soy milk is so tasty. And you know what? Alt-right, go ahead and call me a soy boy. I dare you. Call me a soy boy. That's what I am. I'm a little soy boy. I like it. It's good. But I, you know, like I can just eat onions to counteract the soy, because that's a thing that some of them believe is like the soy, because that's estrogen. Eating soy makes you more effeminate, and that explains transgenders and stuff. And onions have testosterone, so there are guys on the internet out there who eat onions to raise testosterone levels. So
ogres are like onions.
Yeah, keep going, guys. And that's a nice Shrek reference. I picked it up.
Thank you. It's hard Very not good. To pick it up because the word ogre is in there.
Do you think could you compare a lot of those guys eating onions to ogres, you think?
Probably.
I could say so. And I'm happy with my soy, so I'm going to sit here and be a little soy boy, and y'all can't do nothing about it.
But you know what about cakes? Cakes have layers, too.
Yeah? And the cake is a lie? Am I right?
Woo! Five. Damn!
Video game reference,
nice
baby.
Undertale reference.
Man, I'm going to get it.
A lot of people just went, that's not that.
What are the odds, Ryan, that what are the odds that you have to make your phone background a picture of yourself shirtless and flexing for a week? So, like, your own phone background is just a picture of yourself shirtless.
10.
All right. 3, 2, 1, 6.
8.
Oh. I don't have to do it. That's so embarrassing. I was talking with someone recently.
Okay, wait. Now, my turn.
Okay.
Odds are, you put your home screen and your background, both of the backgrounds on your phone, as me posing naked with me like cupping my genitals so you can't see them.
Oh my God!
But it's just me going.
How long?
5 days.
5 days.
A work week.
Okay, a work week. Can I like start in on Monday, next Monday,
yes.
And then go to Friday?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do 10.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't have to do it.
Okay.
Don't
there
have
we
to
are.
Do it. Dude, we should do an entire podcast episode where it's just what are the odds?
It's just constant what
You know what
the
we should
odds?
Do from now on? We should make a segment where every episode we come in with a what are the odds for each other.
Well, I mean, during our vlogs, we're going to start doing what are the odds.
Yeah, that's a great
I'd
idea.
Imagine, like in the middle of a vlog, just like, okay, what are the odds you do this?
Let's do it.
Fuck.
Let's do it.
Which they will be coming soon. We're going to hopefully film a vlog within the next 2 weeks, I want to. I would like to say within the next week. But I'm giving ourselves space just because shit happens.
Yeah, you know, shit happens. Just like that famous bumper sticker. I was talking with someone recently and just talking about how uncomfortable it would be to have, like, as... Like, you know, like people that have themselves as their phone background. You think it's a little weird?
Yes.
I think it's a little bit odd. No judgment.
Have you come across people like that?
I have. I've met people where, like, their phone background... I don't remember who it was.
It's like a selfie of them smiling?
Yeah, it's like themselves. And I'm like, oh, your phone background... I didn't point it out, but I'm like, oh, your phone background is yourself.
My phone background is just... black, and then my lock screen is, of course, you guessed it, Matt,
the Iron Giant. My phone background is a picture I took of a cool train station in Tokyo at nighttime.
Ooh,
and I like it a lot. Look at this. It's a see a little city line.
Well, that's nice. I just like dark backgrounds.
They feel good, and it saves battery because your pixels aren't at work.
If it's too light, then everything like kind of just gets too like fuck.
Yeah. I know. When I'm in bed at night, I gotta turn that phone brightness all the way down to zero so it doesn't hurt my little baby eyes, my tiny little virgin eyes.
God damn it, dude.
What? What's wrong, Ryan?
I only have 610 more calories for the day.
and I have to probably eat another 2,000, so.
I don't know what meal I'm going to eat that's filling later today that has that. Whatever, it's fine.
Just eat air, man. Just go, why don't you filter feed like a sponge? It's the best way to lose weight. I wonder if there's people out there that are convinced they can filter feed.
Yeah.
You can't, just a spoiler.
By the way, no.
That will kill you, so please don't do that. That's been health advice with Matt Watson. And with that, I think that's a good place to end this week's podcast. What do you say, Ryan?
But not before I give myself a personal shout-out. I've started streaming on Twitch more consistently.
Yes, he has.
So I don't have a schedule yet, but if you want to catch some of my Twitch streams, it's twitch.tv/EliRyMcGee, E-L-I-R-Y-M-A-G-E-E. I got it all set up. Don made a wonderful, delicious profile picture for me.
It's
love
delicious.
You, Don. You're wonderful. It looks nice. And I just stream kind of whatever. Right now, I've been streaming Cuphead, Gears of War Ultimate Edition. I want to get into just kind of like more platformers. I want to play some like Binding of Isaac, stuff like that. And also make sure to keep your ears and eyes both peeled.
Rip them off.
Have to be peeled too for both Matt's and Super Mega's Twitch. Well, hopefully we'll be coming to you within the next month or so.
If there's one thing I'm excellent at, it's saying I'm going to start streaming and then not doing it.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my many talents.
But if you and I start streaming together, you'll be like, wow, I do like this streaming thing. Maybe I want to do it by myself.
I do want to do it by myself. Literally, I just am stuck at this process of trying to create a background that I like a layout, and then getting the rest of the technical stuff set up.
Yeah. I finally made one I'm, like, happy with, like, the aesthetic.
Yeah, I got, I like it a lot. It looks
wooden
good.
Cabin shit.
It looks good.
Yeah.
But go check out Ryan's stream. Subscribe to him on Twitch. For some reason, every time you go live, it sends me an email personally that says, Ryan McGee is now live on Twitch. So I got
to
figure out how to change that.
You can't subscribe to me yet. Because I'm working through that. I got an email with Twitch today.
We'll go follow him.
Because
on
I was talking. You know what they said?
What'd they say?
Hold on.
They said, boy, it feels good to be gay. And that was it.
Apparently Twitch is fighting with the IRS.
Really? Why?
We have received a notification that their IRS database is undergoing a maintenance, and hence there is a delay in validations for being a part of their partner program.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, man, the IRS is not someone you want to fight with.
Nope.
Wow. Guys, if you ever get letters from the IRS, please take them seriously.
Yeah, I took one time I got a letter from the IRS because I have no idea why. They were just like, hey, this guy's committing identity theft. I'm like, no.
You? They thought you were committing identity theft?
They thought I wasn't Ryan McGee pretending to be Ryan McGee. But I had to call them and prove to them over a course of an hour that I was Ryan McGee.
They ask you all sorts of personal questions.
I had to get a bunch of like legal documents up. I had to give them like a bunch of information of my past and stuff like
that.
And it's their fuck up, not mine. I was living my life. And all of a sudden, randomly, they were like, I'm dead.
For the IRS, that was not Matt Watson making fun of. That was Ryan McGee making fun of the IRS. I have nothing but respect for the IRS and the members of its agency. Please don't pursue my taxes.
But only the men of the agency.
No, I respect the women of the agency more than equally with the men.
Equally?
Yes.
Not just a little bit more?
Maybe a little more.
They're going through a lot recently.
Yeah, they are. It's good. I respect all of you at the IRS. Please don't look into my taxes.
Matt, watch out! The podcast is ending!
Oh, shit!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.